Hello and welcome again to the Creepy Creatures Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Stewart, here with pest expert Dusty Showers. Dusty is the expert to solve your pest problems in Palm Harbor, Florida, in Clearwater, Florida. If you're a resident of Dunedin or St. Petersburg, you need to call Dusty Showers. And in fact, I'm going to call Dusty right now. Are you there, buddy?
I am here, Mike.
Well, you know, a little bird told me that the number one problem that you solve in all of these areas in your local area is rats. Rats, rodents, and I assume mice are a big problem. And in fact, one of the things I know that's a big problem more so than ever is because the restaurants haven't been as busy because of the COVID-19 pandemic. The rats are going out to the dumpsters and there's nothing to eat, so they're coming to your houses. So tell us what the problem is with rats and mice and rodents. Why is it bad for your area? And what can Creepy Creatures Pest Control do to take care of rat problems?
Yeah, you know, surprisingly, rats are probably our most popular customer. We deal with more rats than anything else. And they live just about everywhere around here. And I think that there has been some correlation to what's going on with the current lockdown environment. And rats and other animals aren't getting the food that they're used to be getting from the people that they rely on. So we do see a lot of rat issues. And, what a lot of people don't know about this area is we don't really have mice. So we have mice, but they don't cause problems like they do in other parts of the country. So we do get people to call and say, I have mice. And then we go into telling them how we can help them with rats. And they say, well, no, we have mice. I say, well, I understand that, but you have baby rats is what you have. And for whatever reason, people like to think that they have mice rather than rats. Like there's something cute and fuzzy about mice, but rats are, you know, something that people look at as filthy. But the truth is we deal with rats in multi-million dollar homes, and we deal with rats in just regular everyday homes. So rats are really looking for three things. They either need food, water, and shelter. And if you can provide them with shelter, they're going to find food and water anywhere around your house. And unfortunately, the way most houses are built, there's already openings for rats to get in. So they can either find those openings, or if they want to get in bad enough, they're just going to chew a hole right through the soffit of your house to get in. So rats are tough creatures. And the other thing is people think that they have rats and they catch one or two and they say, I solved it myself. But if you don't find out how they're getting in and seal that opening, rats will always return. They rub their belly everywhere they go. And when they do that, they leave a scent. And that scent is picked up by other rats. So if you've had rats once before, you're going to get them again. It's just a matter of time.
So what I'm hearing is, whether you've got a small house or a multi-million dollar mansion, rats can get in and infest your home. And it sounds like they can be in the walls and in the roof. I guess they can be anywhere in the home. And what's really scary is I know rats bring disease. They leave behind excrements everywhere they go, rat droppings. And they're looking for food and water in your home. And do they come out at night looking for that food and water?
Yeah, those are all great points. And they are nocturnal, so they come out at night. And sometimes people get this mixed up, so they think they're out during the day and then they come up, you know, into your house at night. But really what they're doing is they're sleeping up in your attic at night and during the day. But at night is when they wake up and they become active. So the first question we ask somebody when they call and they say that there's something in their attic is we ask when they're hearing the noises. And typically with rats, you're going to hear it in the middle of the night. If you have squirrels, most commonly you hear them early morning or during the day. But if you're hearing a noise in the middle of the night, odds are it's going to be two things, either raccoons or rats. And rats are by far the most common animal. So statistically, you're going to have rats. And they are dirty creatures, and they don't mean to be. They groom themselves. They're actually pretty neat if you study them, the social aspects of rats. But when they live in your house, they leave their grease marks everywhere. They leave droppings everywhere. They chew on wires. They ruin your insulation. And, you know, sometimes they die, and they die in places that aren't real convenient. So you have to smell them for a couple weeks. And it's really just not something that you want to live with. And I understand being an animal lover, some people want to just let them stay. But rats will take over your home if they're not dealt with.
Well, speaking of dealing with these rats, you know, it doesn't sound like something where you go out and you buy one of those mouse traps or rat traps with cheese, or get a cat. You know, these are what the consumers think will help you take care of that problem. You need a professional. So what do you do at Creepy Creatures to solve the problem of rats in your house?
Yeah, that's great. People tell us that it's impossible for them to have rats because they have a cat, or they heard on the internet that you just need to put mothballs or something like that up in the attic, and that's the oldest wives' tale in the world. And whatever somebody recommends you use mothballs for, it's probably going to be useless. So I wouldn't go that direction. They can even be toxic if it's in a tight enough environment. So what we do is we come out and we do a complete 58-point inspection. We look all around the house, the roofs, the soffits. We get on the roof. So we're not just a pest control company that sends a sales guy out and he walks around the house knowing already how much he's going to charge you or quote you for it. So we actually look and see what's going on, how they're coming in and out, explain that to you. And then from there, we give you a price, and you have no obligation to hire us at that point. If you like what we have to say, great. And if you don't like what we have to say, then we can just part friends. But we want to make sure that everybody has an idea of what we're doing before we get started. And then in almost all of the work we do, we have a money back, 100% money back guarantee on it with a 1-year warranty.
Well, it sounds like you can't go wrong. Folks, if you have rats in Palm Harbor or in Clearwater or in Dunedin or in St. Petersburg, Florida area, you need to get in touch with Dusty Showers at Creepy Creatures Pest Control. And how do they call you?
You can reach us by phone or text at 727-488-5657, or just Google Creepy Creatures Pest Control and you should be able to find us with no problem.
Well, you've got rats under control. I can tell that for sure. And what you want to do is you want to subscribe to this podcast, the Creepy Creatures Podcast, here in Google, Apple, Spotify, and anywhere you get podcasts, we'll be there. Share this podcast, subscribe to us, and we'll be back with more helpful tips on how to have a pest-free home in Palm Harbor, Clearwater, Dunedin, or St. Petersburg. Until next time, I'm Mike Stewart for Creepy Creatures Podcast.